Attention, men. Are you wanting to break free from porn or other unwanted sexual behaviors, but finding it seemingly impossible to quit? If so, we can help. My name is Jonathan Daugherty, the founder of Gateway to Freedom. This 3-day workshop is for any man who wants to overcome any kind of unwanted sexual behavior. So whether you're married, single, or divorced, this powerful and proven intensive weekend will help you uncover what is at the root of your struggle and discover the man God always created you to be. Space is limited, so call us today at 210-822-8201 to register. That's 210-822-8201, or visit bebroken.org/GTF.
But the point of growth is to run a successful emotional system where you've got peace and rest and joy and contentment and right, and that's the goal. How do we get to that place?
Good day, friends. Jonathan Daugherty here with another episode of the PSR Podcast. You know, we're a ministry that exists to help individuals and families move from sexual brokenness to wholeness in Christ and equip others to do the same. In today's episode, I sit down with Stephen Cervantes to explore why so many of us feel stuck in our personal growth, especially men facing addiction and relational struggles. We share honest stories about excuses, limiting beliefs, and the deep fears that hold us back, like failure, rejection, and not feeling good enough. Together, we unpack how faith, hope, and community can help us move forward, break old cycles, and embrace the growth God has for us. You know, we were created for abundant life, and this means that we all need a growth mission throughout life. To get daily insights from Stephen Cervantes, visit drmarriage.org. For additional resources, visit our website at bebroken.org or check out the links that we're going to put in today's show notes. And as always, friends, I'm going to invite you to rate and review the podcast after listening because this really does help others to find it. Now, let's go ahead and dig into today's conversation that will help us get unstuck. Well, all right, Stephen Cervantes, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm blessed. Thank you. Good to be here. It's been a while since
I've had
this opportunity. I go in and out. You bring in guests, and then I show up, and they show up. And
I know.
I love it, you know, because it adds variety what's going on.
Absolutely. We're trying to reach different segments of different audiences and everything. And speaking of that, before we even get into today's topic of talking about, you know, why are you stuck? You know, we're coming up to the end of this year, and at the end of every year, you know, for ministries like ours, 501c3 nonprofit, you know, ministries, a significant portion of our budget even really comes in at the end of the year when people are thinking about year-end giving. And we've got some exciting news to share with you, and I'll share that in a minute. But Stephen, I'd love to just get your ideas of why would you recommend that somebody actually support this ministry financially?
I see Be Broken as the tip of the spear out there breaking ground and like a flagship saying, hey, culture, you got to get back. Okay, gentlemen, watch out. It's dangerous out there. Men need a place to go. Men need encouragement, support. There's plenty of ignorance, but this is a great biblical, healthy, emotional training facility. And so if you give, it's to change lives.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I want to share with you a couple of exciting things. One is that we actually have a matching gift at the end of this this year. What that means is for every dollar that you give towards our ministry, it will be matched 100%. So if you give $100, if you give $1,000, it will be matched 100%. So that's a way to double your gift by the end of the year. Also, amen. I want to share that, did you know it takes about $360 to produce one of these podcasts?
Wow.
That's $30 a month. So if you wanted to come along as a monthly partner at $30 a month, you can say, I'm producing one podcast every year. So
excellent.
And the other thing too about that is if you do come along as a monthly partner, let's say you do $30 a month, the match will be for the 12 months. So the matching gift would be the $360 that would be matched. So just, we'd love it if you would partner with us. It's a great way to just kind of pay it forward, keep investing in what we're doing. If you'd like to partner with a one-time gift or come along as a monthly partner, just go to bebroken.org/donate and you can learn all about it there. So,
amen.
Stephen, with that, I want to know, why are you stuck?
Why are you stuck? Why does a man get stuck? Where do we get stuck? It's too funny. I'm driving in, I'm listening to a podcast, and some guy says, you know, there are people that just choose to be stupid. And I mean, I make this long list of reasons why we protect ourselves and we want to be safe and, you know, we want to have a good image. We want to be loved. And this guy just blows it all out and says, well, you could just live and die stupid. You know, mm-hmm. You could live and die confused, and you could just not ask the right questions and not being hungry to ask the right questions.
Yeah, it seems to me like what's at the heart of that is just almost like I don't want to improve. I don't want to be curious. I don't want to go beyond where I'm at right now, you know?
And I don't think that's most people. But I have some friends that I thought, man, you're stuck in the same place. You have been here for years. Isn't it time to try something else, do something else? I'll come back 12 months. You'll be exactly in this low-functioning, surviving state. I'm going, come on.
So
this
could
is life.
Could it be that maybe there's also a blindness there, like it's a blind spot? Like if you're able to see it, but the person isn't able to see it themselves, right?
Yeah.
Like,
so they would call that self-blindness.
Okay.
Self-blindness. But I don't get it. I don't get it. There's so much pain and suffering. Everything's an opportunity. There's victory. There's struggles. There's other people's struggles. There's your struggle. Everything is an opportunity to ask why and what can we do and how do we go forward? And this is my life.
But doesn't some of that also boil down to, you know, I hear you saying that and I go, Stephen, you have a personality and a bent that is naturally curious.
Okay.
I think part of that, so I see several strains here that can determine whether or not a person is stuck or not. Some people, their personality is just naturally curious. They want to explore. They want to learn. The other thing, too, is I think...
Are you saying I have a defect, a character?
No. No, what I'm saying is
I'm overly curious.
That's why you maybe struggle with people that don't want to grow or don't want to be continue to learn, because it's like that's not how you would see the world. The other thing, too, is I think... Don't we all have a particular lens through which we see the world and which we think the goal of life should be? And so for some, that might be, listen, I'm just trying to get by. I just want to feel good today.
Yeah.
And so that can short sight you, because if you think about it, a growth mission is always going to have uncomfortable aspects to it, right?
That's right.
You're going to have to stretch beyond the familiar, stretch beyond just pleasure. Yeah. And that's where maybe some people get stuck, is their vision of what life should be about is very narrow and like right now and just what can I have right now? Whereas I see a person like you that's curious and going, actually, there's probably more to explore. There's more, maybe there's some delayed gratification because I'm going to go on a journey that says maybe it's 10 steps before I get to kind of the goal that I have.
I think you're onto something, and thank you for this therapy session. It's really helping me because... Being curious, always ask I ask the next question and I listen for language. And then I go, well, I wonder why you said it that way. Well, what does that mean about you?
Proceed to the root.
That you need to attack me, you know, kind of a thing. So anyway, my phone went off. Can we just pause?
Yeah, that's fine.
We'll have to pick it up.
I actually think that if you didn't hear that on the podcast, I actually think what your phone said was great. It said, proceed to the root. So it was like, we're going there. We're needing to be on a growth mission. You don't want to be stuck, and your phone sometimes has to tell you, proceed to the root.
Okay. You know? So I use my map to get here, my GPS. Yeah. Okay. So... We're talking about the idea of what you said was lens. Some people have a lens. And boy, what popped into my head is the victim lens. You know, I'm always the victim. I can't succeed. I can't make progress. You know, the other thing I've had, this thought I've had in my mind, is that we all have talents. God gave us talents. And so I don't care whether it's playing golf or playing music or engaging someone, or taking care of a child, or baking a pie. Everybody is gifted. And so there will be naturally growth occurring in your life. But we're really talking about spiritual and emotional growth and sort of deepening.
And probably also, and probably especially for the men that we're talking to, also relational growth.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because, you know, when you've developed, you know, problematic sexual behaviors, you're isolated from relationship, you're not connecting.
Absolutely.
Which includes all of that emotional and spiritual stuntedness as well.
That's good. Emotional, spiritual, relational growth. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And really, so we just narrowed the topic down because everybody's growing. I mean,
sure,
we're not still 2 or 4 or 6 or 8, right? We're growing and doing heavier, bigger adult things. But the point of growth is to run a successful emotional system where you've got peace and rest and joy and contentment, and right? And that's the goal. How do we get to that place?
Mm-hmm.
So we've kind of come full circle.
Yeah.
How can I be more restful and more peaceful? More
yeah, because even when we ask the question, you know, why are you stuck? I mean, that could apply to 1,000 different contexts, right? We're specifically talking about being stuck emotionally, relationally,
yes.
spiritually.
Yeah.
In mainly for the men that we're talking about in
it's
recovery,
true.
Right?
Oh, there you go.
You get
Thank
stuck because sometimes they get stuck with like, well, I thought the goal was just to stop my acting out.
Right.
And then they're stuck in like, okay, you've got, there's a lot more growth to do than just stop looking at porn or stop doing negative behaviors.
I'm so glad you always bring back to the sexual part because I'm talking about the generic guys,
right,
just
yeah.
general guys. And I think it's important that you add that aspect. To
well, because that's mainly our listeners and viewers, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. But my hunch is there's a lot of regular people
oh,
out
absolutely.
There that go, hey, I just want to work on growth and where can I go? I need perspective on myself and insight and why am I stuck and what do I have to get over? Or why am I stunted? What's going on with me? I mean, at some point. And the other thing is that it's great to look at yourself when there's a crisis.
Mm.
And it's almost like we coast, then we hit a crisis. Then we got to look at ourselves and say, what do I need to do? Add skills. What did I do wrong? So it's almost like it takes a crisis for us to change, to wake up, which a lot of the guys that have sexual issues, they hit the crisis.
And that's what I think is good about actually in this thought that you had here, this list of the things that can get in the way of us growing, because
yes.
I think many of these are connected oftentimes to a crisis,
yep.
but what if we were willing to look at them on a more regular basis, right? To see if any of these are, because I do think you've taught me this, we're patterned people, right?
Yes.
So I think even in our stuckness, there's probably a pattern there or a specific, like
yes.
you're not going to be able to say in this list of what, 10 things here, I don't think anybody's going to be able to say, I am equally stuck by all of these.
Right, no.
It's like, no, there's going to be one or two that you go, that's my main area in which I get stuck or the thing that's,
yeah, 2, 4, 6, 8. We got about 10 things. We're going to go down this little list here. Self-doubt. Mm-hmm. To doubt yourself. To have failed creates doubt. Can I succeed? Will it work this time? And so the whole idea is hold back, doubt yourself, don't venture out. Look, somebody else can do it better. I'm right. guilty of this one. Oh, he can talk so much better. He has better research. He has better knowledge. He's more convincing. He's got personality. You know, let somebody else do it. I don't know that I'm the guy for this job.
Yeah.
And so I doubt.
I was going to say the self-doubt one to me is probably very rooted in comparison. Like what you're just saying, I compare myself to someone else that I view as way better in whatever way, and I'm like, well, I can't do that. The other thing, too, is I think there is a self-doubt can also come through maybe some childhood wounds where, hey, we took a risk. We said something. We tried something, and then, boom, we got shot down or
Absolutely.
We got, you know, rebuked or whatever. And it's like, well, I'm not going to do that again. I'll never take a risk again.
No, and what you're saying is perfect. Every kid will just go.
Yeah.
Until they hit the wall and get corrected and scolded and told. Then they go, well, what would I do wrong? I was just living.
Yeah.
I'm living wrong. I'm thinking wrong. Okay, wait. Right?
Right.
So people will cause us to doubt the experiences we have. Then there's this whole idea of life is overwhelming. Have you ever noticed? And as you get older, there's more to do. When I was a kid, summer was forever long, and every day was forever. There was, what am I going to fill the day with? And I have 3 months of summer, and it was like, wow, well, now wherever you go, my car needs work. Some bird pooped on it. I mean, the windows are dirty. The car needs work. I go walk in the house. The carpet needs cleaning, right? Go right down. The refrigerator needs stuff thrown out. How long has that been in the pantry? I mean,
oh, yeah.
We are overwhelmed as an adult.
And I think this is even more difficult for those of us who have a perfectionistic personality. Mm. I heard it said this helped me understand my own sense of stuckness when it comes to feeling overwhelmed, because I have perfectionistic tendencies. Of course, I love your statement. You said I'm a perfectionist. I'm just not that good at it.
That's my joke.
But somebody described it as, if you walk into a room and there are two or three things out of place, you're like, okay, I can tackle that. If you walk in a room and it is trash to your knees, you just turn around. You're like, I don't even know where to start.
Yeah.
And so I think some of us have more of a bent towards, I wouldn't even know where to start. If you started listing off 100 things, this is why sometimes when we are helping somebody first get into recovery, we're like, let's focus on the next step.
Yes.
Like we could tell you the next 10 years of what you're going to need to do, but man, that would just be overwhelming. They might not even get started because they just go, it's too much.
And just hold my hand, hold me accountable. Let's do the next thing, right? Because when a guy starts a group, you go, they're not like me. Why don't I want to go to group? I don't need to go to group. They have problems. And then after a while, hey, they're my best friends. Well, guess what? They're all struggling, males, growing, learning. Yeah, that's all of us.
Mm-hmm.
So to be confused is another issue. To not understand and go, wow, there's a lot of chaos here. It's like a giant knot. I got to start pulling on pieces, and I don't know which one to start with or how to prioritize things. We're just confused when you engage a problem, right? Because there's a past, there's a present, there's a future aspect to it. There's me, there's you. Wow, there's just this big ball of confusion.
One of the ways that I see this manifest is, you know, so much of the work that we do is connecting to a person's past, and especially their childhood, right?
Right.
How many guys have we seen or heard give us kind of this blank stare of like, why on earth are you talking about that? Because I'm telling you, I've got a porn problem now. I'm 45 years old. I'm about to lose my wife because I've been going to strip clubs and I'm looking at porn and all this.
Yes.
And you're saying, well, tell me about when you were 7. Like, what?
Right.
So there's a confusion of like, they can't connect the dots.
That's good.
And then
that's right.
When you stick with it, they realize, oh my goodness, the pattern that drives this was deeply rooted in trauma and wounds that I have from my childhood. Confusion from my childhood, right?
Until you go back, and it's funny, when you go back as an adult, you're not as confused.
Yeah.
Because you have a lot of adult resources. But when you go back as a kid, you just do your best kid thinking and make your decisions. You set up the rest of your life in childhood, right? So excuses. I love this one. I walk my neighborhood and there's trash on the ground. I'm on the board. So I feel personally responsible. But I mean, people will just go, look, that. I got to tell a story. There was a styrofoam food box in the street. Well, I wasn't sure what it was, so I put it on the curb. It sat there for a week. I was thinking somebody's going to see it and say, oh, it fell on my car. And then one of my neighbors took it about 3 feet up the sidewalk in front of somebody's house, thinking it was theirs. So it's halfway between the street and their house. So I'm walking by, and this lady comes outside and says, look what somebody put on my sidewalk. So she takes that out to the street and puts it in the street again.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's like everybody's making excuses. Could somebody just pick it up and put it in the trash? That's all.
Right.
But, I mean, that just happens. We're blind. We don't see. It's too much. We're too tired, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's just so easy to excuse slop and less and detachment and go, it's, you know. It's,
well, and a lot of times the way those excuses manifest, especially in somebody who's maybe developed an addiction, is blame. right? Well, they did that. And right. if they hadn't done this, and you know, it's if my wife wasn't this or if she was that, you know, it's a, and so it's an excuse of why I've got to go do these things and I've got to be what I'm doing. And it's an excuse for my dysfunction, you know.
That's good. So I'm going down my list, beliefs.
And these are things that can keep us stuck, right?
That's
right. These are things that can get in the way of our growth.
Man, this is the famous one. I can't change. You know I've been like this my whole life. I can't change. Why are you asking me to do this?
Yeah.
You know?
Or even not only that, but just the idea of this is who I am.
Ooh, that's even better.
Right?
This is who I am. I've always been this way. Why are you picking on me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what? What? Where'd you pick up that belief that that's who you are?
And that's unchangeable.
Yes.
Or that there can't be growth. You know, there can't be another way to see life. There can't be another road to take, you know.
So why are we going down this list again? Because this is where people get stuck in different places on this journey. And if you're not fluid, meaning taking the next step, right, practicing the discipline of growth, crying out, reading, learning, trying, exploring, even towards your spouse and towards your God and towards yourself. Well, you're probably using one of these and you're stuck in the water going, what am I going to do? How do I get out of this mess? Mm-hmm. Well, you waded into the mess with all these excuses and you got to stop and take ownership and say, okay, it's today. I'm God's creation. I have a God. There's a Holy Spirit. Jesus laid out a plan. And I can take the next step.
Yeah.
I can do the next thing, the next step.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd go down the list and say, we tell lies. You know, I always screw up. You know how I am. I mess it up. I'm not that good. And they kind of blur together, all of them, right? I'm not that good.
Yeah, even the beliefs, you know, the idea like, I can't change. Well, that's a lie.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That I'm unchangeable.
And I'm no good. If you knew me really inside, I'm no good.
Well, or the idea of, like you mentioned before, that God has been gracious enough to give all of us talents.
Amen.
So then if we start lying about certain abilities that we think we may or may not have, it's like, wait a second, God gifted you with a mind. God gifted you with a will. God gifted you with, you know, you can take action. So you don't have to stay on the road that you're on. You can't. So the lie is, I can only go this direction. I can only do this. I can only have this outcome.
Right.
And it's like, no, there is another way.
And I think with God and truth and just starting with what you're good at and making that your act of service and serving other people and moving forward and opening your heart and your mind and saying, look, this sounds bad. I saw my mom stunted. I saw my dad stunted. Together, they even stunted each other.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go forward and grow. I mean, God talks about such possibility and such hopes and dreams and visions that his people could have and live by and blessings he wants to bestow. I mean, there's so many good things out there, but the lies will get in the way.
Well, I think about there's three things that really always rise to the surface in terms of what we were made for when you think of faith, hope, and love.
Yeah.
Right. That is to sort of define our lives. And if you think about what is faith, it's this trust. It's going for something bigger. What is hope? It's having a direction that's going. What is love? It's serving your neighbor. You know, think about what all those things. Every single aspect of that is growth oriented, right?
Yes.
It's movement. Faith, hope, and love are not stagnant things. It's like it keeps us moving forward.
They're actions,
and with lies and confusion and overwhelm and self doubt, that's going to keep us stuck.
Yeah. So this is one of the biggies right here, the old pain that lives in your soul.
Mm.
You know, and my old pain is I'm not good enough, and your old pain is
I won't measure up.
You won't measure up. And so think about how 1,000 times I failed, I wasn't great at something, I got sloppy, I overlooked. And then the belief I'm not good enough starts to weave into my soul. I'm not good enough. It's all summarized in one statement. And I think we all have just one statement that drives. This is the old pain statement Man, I'm not good enough. Man, I'm not good enough. And can you think of all the times that you didn't measure up where somebody said, well, you fell short, you let us down. Why didn't you think about this? You could have, you should have.
Well, it's interesting because I've been thinking about this more lately, and I think maybe I've misstated my core fear. Okay. I mean, they're connected to each other, but when I say I don't measure up, I think...
Well, wait. Growth is about to happen. Growth is happening. Listen to this. I've been thinking this, and now I'm shifting and refining it, right? You're watching growth happen right now. He's about to tell me something he's never told me, right? He's going to take me and himself to a place. He's going to get better language because he's been thinking about and working on growth. This is what happens. You're seeing it.
Well, I think a better way for me to state what really is the core fear that drives me is this idea that I have to be first, or I have to be the best.
Mm.
So, I mean, I think I've stated it in the idea of I won't measure up, but really I think the core fear is like, if I can't be first or be the best, maybe I shouldn't even try, or maybe
because
of the messages that I received from home and parents and everything was almost like, oh, you're the golden child, you're this. So there was this high expectation that, so on one level, it feels like, well, I can't measure up, but that's an internal thing. What I was being told was, you got to be first, you got to be best. And it's like, that's still
and
a
that's
fear.
The fear,
like,
yeah.
Because I'm going, I haven't been first or best at everything in my life, and I can't do that, you know? So it can keep me stuck in the sense that I won't take the healthy risks that need to be taken because what if I'm just average?
Yes.
What if I'm 12th? What if I'm, you know, what if I'm last, you know, in whatever I try?
And I love that because I connect with what you just said about risk.
Mm-hmm.
Will we risk? Because that's faith, right? Will we go forward, take the step? Will we submit our lives and say, I don't know what's going to happen, God, but glorify yourself. And if this goes bad, still glorify yourself, Father, in this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's good. So you have to figure out what's your old pain. And we contend you can say it in one line because it's the summation of all the stories. And as you look at it, you're going to refine it over time. And it's okay if you don't have it perfect. Because this is not about perfection. It's about growth.
Right.
So there are three big fears I love to put together. The fear of failure. If I fail, does that mean I'm a failure? If I fail, will bad things happen? If I fail, will people want to be my friend? Will they think I'm bad if I fail? Will I not be good if I fail?
Is all lost if I fail? Like, is there, can growth even happen if I fail?
Mm.
You know, because that's another thing. We don't realize the connection between failure and growth. Because when you fail, notice I said when, you study it.
Yeah.
Your growth means you're going to take a hard look at your failures so that you go, let me learn from this. So the next time I hit that same snag or that same temptation or whatever, I've got a different response to it.
Try something new. Yes. So remember, I put these three together. A fear of failure. The next one is the fear of rejection, because if I fail, you might reject me.
Mm-hmm.
And we experience that as kids. What's the matter? Is it you stupid? Can't you figure it out? Why don't you do it right? Oh my goodness, I'm being rejected now. The kids will laugh at me. You know what he did? Oh, I can't believe that. And it goes around the school and everything. You know, loser. Now, not only did I fail, but now I'm being labeled and rejected. Mm-hmm. So that's the fear of rejection. And then if everybody rejects you, what's left? You're alone. You're abandoned. And all the cool kids go that way, and you're sitting on the bench by yourself, and you're alone.
Yeah, it's interesting how these sort of these kind of domino into each other.
Yes.
Like if I start with the fear of failure, then that can lead to, oh my goodness, I'm going to be rejected. If I'm rejected, I will ultimately end up alone, and therefore I'm abandoned. And this is another reason. I mean, these are huge for, I think, why people get stuck in a growth mission, because I'm convinced that fear is it's a paralyzer.
Yep.
It stops everything. You go sort of numb and cold and stiff, because fear is a thing where you just go, wait, no, I'm not going to move.
But fear is one of those things that paralyzes us. And that is the definition of stuck, right? If you're not moving,
yeah,
then growth isn't happening.
Yes, yes. And my line is fear drives everything bad. We're afraid, we don't risk, we don't venture out, we hide, we're afraid. And then I would say in the alone place is where we get to meet Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So alone doesn't have to, abandon alone doesn't have to be a terrible place.
So what final word of encouragement would you, because we've been talking about why are you stuck.
Right.
How do you push through? Like just what are some things that you would say? I mean, obviously there can be a ton of things, but what would be one key thing that you'd say, this is really important to help you push through whatever these blockades are?
So I've been having this thought lately. I don't think I've had a lot of trauma in my past. And that is why I can be curious. But I'm thinking the people that have trauma are the most stuck.
Mm.
Because they were hurt the worst and they're most confused. They tell the most lies. They're so traumatized. So try to work on some of the pain and the fear of your past. Because the goal is always to get in the fight of growth and to be curious about, you know, could I try? Could I reach? Could I venture out? I'm not going to be perfect, but could I keep moving and engage my life better rather than die stuck?
Yeah, I love that. Well, listeners and viewers, we're here to help you keep growing. So we want to help you take your next best step to wholeness in Christ. So please reach out to us, and we look forward to seeing you back here again next time on the Pure Sex Radio program. Take care.
God bless.